Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks again to Michael Franti. We actually just spent a couple minutes going back and forth. He was saying he could hear about one out of every three words we were saying. But, you know, listen, the miracle of the whole thing is that Trans-Pacific, we can call Indonesia. And, I mean, we sort of take that for granted. And, you know, the fact that the line's not that clear. I thought his side sounded pretty clear. So we got his message.
He sounded great.
He did. He sounded great. He was just apologizing for, I mean, there were a few times there where I guess he would pick up a word or two from us and we'd pick up a word or two from him. I wanted to mention, Bryn, did you put these up on radio.com or on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? There's a great reading list from L.com. It's called the Anti-Racist Reading List. It's actually compiled by Brea Baker, and it's not just anti-racist, but has some feminist items in it as well, from a black woman's perspective. So that is up there. And the other one is 8 essential shows and documentaries to learn about police brutality and racial justice. This was listed by TV Guide. And Bryn, you put that up there as well.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Perfect. So
TV Guide.
Yeah, I know. Of all things, I was like, TV Guide? Holy cow. But as I read through it, I thought, well, there's... they've got like When They See Us, the Netflix movie from 2019, documentary or miniseries, I should say. The Central Park Five, there's 16 Shots, which is a Showtime documentary from 2018. It's a list of 8, and they're saying, you know, essential viewing. And so a good reading list and some essential viewing stuff at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Time for the
Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com's an app. You can get the app, and then you can listen to radio in Bali. You can listen to this show wherever you are. Perfectly crystal clear. No problem. Thank you. Here's what's happening. All right, so we'll begin with a quick update on the situation here in the Bay Area, which is, and it continues, that we have curfews in place. There are protests everywhere. And in some spots, the looting does continue. One of the issues I've been having, and I think most of us are experiencing this as well, is that because of social media being one of our biggest news sources,
yes,
not necessarily for this show, but in general, we all look to our social media and we see something posted and we believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot going on out there where this is concerned, and I guess I do this to explain the experience that I had recently and then also hopefully help you question some of the stuff that you're seeing. But yesterday was Blackout Tuesday, where people posted black squares on social media to show support for Black Lives Matter. When I first read this, it was Monday evening, I should say, and it was, I think, the record business or record companies sort mm-hmm. of started this. But it didn't come to me till Monday night, and it was the next day the plan was on. So I didn't, and one of the things they said is, you know, they want everyone to take the day off, and by then it was far too late for me to get that in order and call you guys and tell, I mean, I'm sure everyone would have been like, a day off? We love it. Although what it takes in order for us to be able to split would have been, it just wouldn't have been possible. Anyway, the point is that we posted, and then what you find out later is so many people who use the hashtag Black Lives Matter found themselves being told, don't use that. That's now you're taking up valuable space and informational spots. And so it really was a confused, although in my opinion, great effort. I posted out of solidarity. That was the reason I did it.
Right.
And I certainly had people call me out and say, dude, you're at work. You're going halfway. All right. Well, I just couldn't get that done for you. But I was absolutely, my heart was behind the post. And I hope going into the future that maybe these things get to us in a more organized way so that we can understand them. And I felt like
taking a day off yesterday would be counterproductive for us. Like, our job is to let you know what's going on in the world. And for me, it never even crossed my mind to take the day off. It was more like, here's what's happening today. I'm here to tell you about it. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like, yes, that message needed to get out. And if we're not there, then and radio people in general aren't there, you know, and without leaving some kind of a statement saying, here's why we're not there. You know, it would have been almost defeated. Not that we were responsible for it, obviously, but that, you know, I felt like my job and my role in that was to make sure people knew it was happening. That's all.
Right. So anyway, I just wanted to point out, and this is an article I'm looking at, and it's from the USA Today, but they're just talking about the amount of hoaxes and conspiracy theories and falsehoods out there,
right,
or information that is late to people. You got to be very careful right now about what you're believing when you read your Instagram or Facebook page or Twitter, for that matter. I mean, we really do tend to see something and go, I'm with that, you know, post.
Yep.
And then it turns out that's not
accurate
or correctly done, or
right,
and more. So I just wanted to point that out, that yesterday, I think, was a most definitely... I believe everyone's heart was in the right place, but it didn't,
I think so too, Vin,
go as well as it probably could have. And part of that is we've just got too much information and not all of it real coming in. I wanted to also mention that thousands of people in cities all over the world have joined in peaceful protests. So as we watch what's happening in our front yard, just know that everyone else is watching and joining. Mexico, Canada, the UK, Australia, Germany, France, Italy, Denmark, New Zealand, Brazil, and Syria also had peaceful protests to show support. Which is cool.
That's quite a sampling of the world.
Yeah, no,
actually.
It is really cool to see, and I know that this is right now it's mostly front yard news. Like, this is our home
happening around us, right?
This is right here. And when you talk about looting in Vallejo, we all know where Vallejo is. It's, you know, right up the street. Well, right, it's more than right up the street from me, but it's right up the street from you, Sarah.
It is. It's just across there.
Mm-hmm. Guy was driving in Vermont on Tuesday.
Oh.
There's a 34-year-old guy named Christoph Hermansdorfer.
Oh.
He's from Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Okay.
You know it?
Historic, no? Williamstown. Yeah.
Oh, you do know it. Okay.
Yeah.
On Tuesday,
but he was randomly in Vermont.
Uh-huh. On Tuesday,
okay,
he was in a friend's car driving through Vermont, and apparently he, quote, had a large pickle. And it doesn't mean he's got, you know, he actually had a pickle. You know,
like an actual cucumber that had been cured.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Not just that his pickle was extremely impressive.
No, no, no.
I see.
Anyway, he decided to throw it at a 59-year-old guy from the Vermont Agency of Transportation who was working on the side of the highway, which is, it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, you don't throw stuff at workers. I mean, in general, right, just don't throw stuff at other people unless they have a baseball glove on and they're like, hey, throw me the ball.
The large pickle hit the guy in the back and, according to the police report, caused him pain. And this dude, this masshole, as they're known.
They are. That is, in fact, the correct, the scientific term for someone from Massachusetts.
Christoph Hermannsdorfer, pickle thrower, is now facing misdemeanor assault charges. So, you know, it's a good time to be reminded. Don't throw stuff at the people working on the side of the road.
And don't waste food, you know?
Oh, okay, sure. Just yesterday, there's work going on around my house. And it's
what do you mean?
It's not my work. It's work on the roads nearby.
Okay.
And I'm there's a lot of stoppages. Stop. We've got to let the tractor pass. That kind of thing, right? So the car in front of me stops to talk to the guy who's holding the sign that says slow. And I'm like, oh, come on. And then you see that this person, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, had handed something, a gift, to the road worker.
Oh.
And immediately I'm like, oh, geez.
I'm the jerk.
Like, I couldn't wait 3 seconds for them to get handed a snack from a nice person driving by. Jesus. So anyway, I do think that most people are kind to the people doing the road work around us. I thought that was a good example of it. Instead of throwing something, they nicely handed some snacks to the guys. And I thought, wow, there's me. I got to rush home to what? You know what I mean?
Babysit the kids.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean. There's like, we've been indoors for 3 months now. So there's really...
Just be happy to be breathing and outside and alive.
Yesterday, no question yesterday, when I went to go look at the ocean and I looked out at the surf, it was not good. And there was not even a person out there. And I thought...
I don't care. I'm going.
I could go home.
No.
But what's the point? I am just there.
No way, man. What do I want to go home for? I'll take a nap in my car before I go home. Please. I'll sit behind a Dairy Queen with an ice cream cone crying.
I did push myself into the ocean knowing that there's no rush to get back there. That's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, honey, the surf sucked. Why don't you go do what you want to do? Yeah, right. Said no man ever. Oh. That's funny.
I thought this was interesting. Apparently, a new Guinness Book of World Records has been set for the largest overdue library book fine.
Oh.
I'm sure this is one of those forgetful things where a book has been lost. What it immediately made me think of is the amount of money I paid in late fees to Blockbuster Video should still have them on every goddamn corner in America.
Yeah.
Because they were dinging me well over the price of a movie in late fees for all the time, regularly.
So now that's when you stopped going there, right? Just stopped showing up where they could get, hey, you owe us this amount of money.
No, that's the thing is that it was often like, wait, how long, how many days have passed? What? Because, you know, you watch it or maybe you don't get to it right away and there it sits and a couple days, next thing you know. But anyway, this person ended up, a woman named Emily Caneos Sims from Illinois has the new Guinness record for the largest overdue library book fine. She returned a poetry book called Days and Deeds. Her mother checked it out back in April of 55.
Oh.
And the fine was $345 to return that book and do the right thing.
Imagine that. That doesn't actually sound like that much of a fine for a book that's 70 years overdue or 65 years overdue. Like, that seems quite reasonable.
Well, you do have to go back to the cost of the item, which was my point about the Blockbuster videos. I could have just bought those damn movies. Instead, I continued to just fork over late fees.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's how they dinged you. That, like, wasn't there like a rewind fee too? Like, they would open it up, make sure you rewound it. And...
Oh, my. I don't even really.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I don't know. Don't worry about it, Vin. They're gone now. They're not going to get you. Any money they had coming to them in fees from you is forfeit.
Right. Long gone. I do believe there's somewhere in Oregon, there's the one remaining Blockbuster.
Is that thing still open?
It is. It is. Funny. I think it's in Oregon or something like that.
Oh.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number you can text us, and we'd love to hear from you guys. 650 says, Sarah, excellent point. Because you felt you had to not give anything up by being on the air, your black square meant nothing. Wait, what?
I don't know. I would listen. It wasn't about giving something up. It was about showing solidarity with the Black Square. And I felt like my job in this was to be a conduit for information. That's as simple as it gets. I'm not trying to win any prizes for my anti-racism. And if you are, that's your thing.
Right.
I'm not trying to be the best at anything.
Thank you for what you do. I've been listening since day one. You put a smile on my face daily. Current times are disappointing, and I feel particularly... Oh, boy. I feel particular angst from both of you today, but thanks for hanging in there for us. I actually don't feel, if that's the way it's coming across, there's some frustration for sure. And I do think some of that is the pile on from the pandemic and being trapped indoors for 3 months. But I do feel like a lot of good is being done. And
well, at least it's getting talked about.
Mm-hmm. 707. So glad. First thing to hear this morning was Michael's message. Michael Franti is a true, in my opinion, a true gift. And I wish he was here.
Agree.
I think he's such a great leader for peace and positivity, but also for the Black community.
Yep.
I believe in him. So I wish he was here to sort of be part of this. I know he would be if he could, right? I mean, didn't he just say, we can't leave?
Well, yeah, even if we wanted to, we can't leave. There's no flights out of here.
All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
You know, I'll start with the Billboard, just those great songs that we hear every week, more of those. But there is actually a pretty good story about the number one song and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.